This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today we're jumping into Snuggleville. It's this town where, well, spring has technically sprung.
Right, but it sounds like the feeling hasn't quite caught up with the season. There's this lingering chill.
Exactly. You've got Mr. Puggle still wearing his winter hat, kids like Pip and Pop fighting over hot cocoa. It's not exactly springtime cheer.
Even the birds are chirping grumpily, apparently. It does paint a picture, doesn't it? A community sort of stuck.
Definitely stuck. But then along comes Maya. She's 7 creative big hair bows.
Ah, yes, the catalyst.
Right. And she decides they need a warm fest. So our mission today really is to dig into how this one idea, Maya's idea, managed to defrost Snuggleville.
And what that tells us about, you know, community and connection, how it all works.
So let's start with the planning. It wasn't just Maya, was it? It sounds like the whole neighborhood got involved.
Absolutely. Everyone chipped in. You had Mrs. Teacup, for instance, donating 32 teapots.
32. And wasn't there a singing kettle, too?
Yes. And one singing kettle. It kind of shows how even slightly eccentric collections can become valuable community assets, right?
Totally. And what about the kids? They were making kindness coupons.
Yeah, I love that detail. It's more than just, you know, a cute activity. It's actively building that warmth.
Like little prompts for being nice to each other. And the squirrels, they weren't left out either.
Nope. They set up an acorn toss game using their natural squirrely talents for fun.
It really speaks to everyone finding a way to contribute, doesn't it? Based on what they could do.
Exactly. And that ties into the main rule, I think. Everyone had to bring one warm thing.
Right, and warm was pretty broad. It could be like a literal warm thing, a fuzzy sock maybe.
Or something less tangible. A smile, a story they wanted to share, even a dance move.
So it's not just about physical temperature. It's about emotional warmth, social warmth.
Precisely. It lowered the barrier to entry, you know. Everyone could bring something. Made it really inclusive.
Okay, so the planning sounds pretty wholesome. Then comes this actual warm fest. What was the vibe like?
Oh, it sounds like it really took off. You had Chef Chuckle serving hot soup and telling jokes.
Multitasking.
Right. And a hug booth with teddy bears, lots of giggles. Sounds adorable.
Even Pip and Pop, the Cocoa Fighters, they did a spring shimmy in matching scarves.
Yes. See? Oh. Even the formerly grumpy ones got swept up in it. The sources say even the birds started singing in harmony.
So the whole atmosphere is lifting. Laughter, high fives. Feels like the plan worked.
It really demonstrates that power of shared experience, doesn't it? The collective positive energy.
But then there's a twist. Maya suddenly shouts, wait, something's missing.
Yeah, that moment kind of stops you, right? You're like, okay, what else could they possibly need? It felt pretty warm already.
Definitely builds suspense. What was missing?
Well, according to Maya, a giant marshmallow toss.
A marshmallow toss. Okay, I can imagine that got sticky.
The sources do acknowledge the stickiness, yes.
Yeah.
But they also frame it as, well, totally worth it. A big success.
Sometimes you need that little bit of planned chaos, maybe. Something unexpected.
I think so. It probably added this element of pure silly fun. Shared silliness can be surprisingly bonding, you know. Breaks down the last few barriers.
Letting go of perfect order for genuine connection. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the day ends, sun setting, marshmallows everywhere, presumably. And Maya has this final thought.
We didn't just warm up the weather, we warmed up our neighborhood.
It's simple, but it really nails it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It pulls it all together. The warmth wasn't really about the sun finally coming out properly. It was about the people.
The connections they'd remade or strengthened.
Right. which leads us to the core lessons, I suppose.
Yeah, what do we take away? Well, first, that kindness and connection, maybe more warming than actual sunshine sometimes.
Definitely a key point. Mm-hmm. And also that everyone really does have something unique to offer, like the teapots or the acorn toss.
Mm-hmm. And that laughter and teamwork are, well, powerful tools for brightening up a community.
Can't forget those. Oh, and maybe don't underestimate the bonding power of slightly sticky situations.
Yeah. Yes. The marshmallow lesson. Very important.
It just underscores that building community isn't passive. It's active. It's collaborative. Small things add up.
So wrapping up our deep dive on Snuggleville, it seems pretty clear that sometimes the simplest ideas, the creative ones driven by connection, they have the biggest impact.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? You know, consider a time in your own experience. When did a small act, maybe something a bit silly, create that real sense of warmth or belonging?
Yeah. What was your unexpected marshmallow toss moment? Something to chew on?